Oh, it's fantastic, Aidan. You know, we're just over the moon, to be honest. A really tough battle yesterday against Down, and I suppose it's beyond maybe our wildest expectations, but we're there now. So as in we're one game away from Croker, so we're just over the moon.
And you went down to an early goal there, and in previous times I suppose the heads might have dropped at that stage, but not with this current set of Wexford girls. And Katrina's goal just before the water break, that was really crucial, wasn't it?
It was vital, yeah. We weren't just chatting about it afterwards, you know, because we probably had a lot of the play in the first 15 minutes. We were obviously playing with a strong wind, and they dropped a couple of players back in, so they had kind of a double sweeper. So it was hard to, I suppose, create opportunities, and the wind was playing a little bit of havoc in relation to just getting our distances right. So for all the play we'd had, we were looking at going into the water break behind, I think, at that point, which, you know, it would have been a different challenge, I suppose. But yeah, no, as in, like, anything that's been thrown at these girls, they just seem to just adapt and move on. So long may it continue.
Absolutely. And having been 7-up then at half time, Down were always going to come back in this game, and I suppose they did close the gap near the end there with the goal, but Wexford just stopped scoring for the last quarter of the game. So how do you fix that for the semi-final?
Yeah, I guess, like, there's a couple of elements in that. We felt it was probably, the wind was probably a 10 or 12 point wind, so it was like our defensive game was phenomenal in that regard, and we just in the second half didn't adjust to kicking scores or create. We created opportunities, but we just couldn't buy a score at that point. So I do believe that not to be blaming the elements or anything like that, I do believe if it had been maybe a calmer day in that regard, I think it might have been a little bit different. It's an area we've been working quite hard on, and we've seen improvements over the last couple of weeks in relation to it. So it's certainly something over the next week we're just going to have to knuckle down on. But they're very capable. We're very capable of, we've created opportunities. It's just that final piece of the puzzle now. And look, we'll focus on that during the week. And I have no doubt that we'll remedy that hopefully by next weekend.
And weathering that storm there, that'll really pull the team together, won't it?
Oh, it was just incredible. You know, goal line saves, keeper pulling off just unbelievable saves, bodies behind the ball. We were just looking at some of the images from yesterday, and at one point, you know, we had like 8 players behind the ball where there was just nowhere for them to go, and that's fine in one sense because sometimes that can create other issues, but in the sense of that you drop off too much and you allow them to get opportunities, or we drop too deep. But they just, the discipline in their defence yesterday in relation to turning over that ball and working it up the field, it was just phenomenal. Like the work rate from 1 to 15, from those who came into the group, the work rate, and I think everyone leaving Ashburn yesterday just commented on the girls' work rate, and that, I suppose, that desire to win that game, you know, as in, I really felt, and even though Down were creeping back in, adding points, chipping away, I mean, obviously it was only a 2-point game in the end, and there was about 10 minutes of extra time, I thought the game wasn't going to end, but I just felt that the girls were going to see it out, you know. They closed out the game. And it's a long time since we've got over a quarter final. I think the last time that we got over a quarter final was the year that they won the junior championship. So hopefully maybe that might be a good omen.
Absolutely. And of course, a big step up now in the intermediate championship as well. And you're probably not big on shouting out individual players, but certainly for me, every time I was looking at the stream here, you know, it was Clara Donnelly who seemed to have her hands on the ball, and she was just driving the team forward, and she really put in a massive effort.
Oh, and as Clara does, and Clara does that every day. Just, I suppose for me, and I've said this kind of over the years, I've obviously played against Clara at club level and have been involved with her at county level, but Clara Donnelly on her day is unplayable. She's just an exceptional talent and has been excellent in the entirety of the championship, to be honest with you. You won't meet a more modest individual, but she's just been excellent and consistently excellent. And it's hard to pick out any, as you said, because they're all putting their hands up in fairness. But I think Clara's consistency and her willingness just to go. I mean, last attack of the game, and she's getting off the shoulder to get a ball. So just super. Kind of epitomises, I suppose, what this Wexford group is all about.
I know Dervla Doyle, there was a great piece with her on Sports Joe during the week there. She came off injured. Is there any other concerns there for next weekend?
We've got a couple of knocks from yesterday. We lost a couple. You know, Katie White came out with an injury, and Ashley Murphy came off at half time with us. We kind of think Sarah Hardy might have played with one leg yesterday for us. So we've a couple of little niggles, but hopefully hopefully we have a week now just kind of to rectify and whatnot. So we'd be hopeful that we'd have the majority back by next weekend.
A bit of time to rest and recuperate anyway. And then you'll take on Laois. Do we know much about them? What kind of challenge they'll pose?
Yeah, well, they're the current Division 3 champions. I suppose we've played them over a number of years. I think they're a developing side. Some young, good forwards. They had a minor team a couple of years ago that was quite impressive, had a good run in the championship. So like we would be familiar with them. I suppose maybe it's a couple of years since we've actually played against them, but there was a time where I nearly felt we were playing Laois every weekend. So they're definitely a side that has moved up a couple of levels. Obviously the win in the champ or in the league this year will have given them, I suppose, you know, a great boost. We'll obviously go through the videos. We've had a chance to, I suppose, gather some of those, and it's good. The one great thing is that all videos are being streamed at the moment, so you get that opportunity. But then on the flip side, they get the same opportunity. So yeah, we'd be familiar with a few of their players. Good side, you know. It's going to be at this stage, I suppose, it's proper championship football. So we don't envisage anything but a really, really tough battle against them next weekend.
Do we have any idea where that game will be played?
No, we're all hoping Carlow maybe, but we'll kind of, I suppose the fixture will be tied down tomorrow, so by tomorrow we'll be informed of where the game is taking place.
Great stuff, and we'll bring that information as soon as we get it as well. So it's Kildare and Westmeath in the other semi-final there, and as you mentioned, the final will be in Croke Park on Sunday the 5th of September, so you just want to make sure Wexford are there.
Yes, we do. Hopefully, anyway, that's look, we're another step closer, and as we keep saying, it's day by day and week by week. That was kind of our mantra as we entered the championship. So we'll continue with that. It served us well so far. So fingers crossed. We've had great support across the county, from our county board, all the clubs, you know. So we just, I suppose, encourage that to continue over the next week, and let's see, can we get this team over the line?
And finally, just before you go there, of course you're involved with Wexford Utes, and the senior team had a brilliant win over Shelburne last night. That puts them right back in the title race, and you know, we've a very exciting end of the season coming up.
Yeah, I actually got back for the second half of it yesterday, so it was incredible. It's, I mean, two really, really good sides. Obviously Wexford went down to 10 maybe at around the 60th minute mark, so it looked like that, you know, best case scenario would be a draw, but fantastic goal from Lynn Marie Grant, you know, great work from Kira Rossiter, and it was fantastic. I think it was the 89 minute that they scored, so it's really blown the title race open. But this group has steadily just been building quietly in the background. A lot of people are talking about the Sheldon Piemont title race, but Wexford were never too far behind on that, and it's opened it right up. So I think we're in for a very exciting finish to the season.